USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate leadership announced on Monday that they have reached a deal in the framework for former President Trump's impeachment trial, which will start on Tuesday.
All parties have agreed to a structure that will ensure a fair and honest Senate impeachment trial of the former president.
The timeline would allow the trial to wrap up as early as next week if both sides agree not to call witnesses. Now with the news that Congress is considering lowering the income eligibility threshold for the third round of stimulus payments from $75,000 to $50,000 for individuals and from $150,000 for married couples to $100,000, some are calling it an attack on the middle class. Major League Baseball and the MLB Union reached an agreement Monday night on health and safety protocols that will cover the 2021 spring training and the regular season. Spring training is scheduled to begin February 17th. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced recently that football stadiums could be used for COVID-19 vaccine inoculation centers. One such stadium is already doing so. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
On Monday, President Biden and Vice President Harris got a virtual tour of a coronavirus vaccination center at a stadium in Glendale, Arizona.
State Farm Stadium is the first 24/7 vaccination site in Arizona. We are averaging between 8,000 and 9,000 vaccines per day.
The virtual tour being conducted by Dr. Kara Crist, director of the Arizona Department of Health Services. State Farm Stadium is host of the Arizona Cardinals NFL team. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Approximately 10% of the U.S. population has been vaccinated so far. Texas Republican Representative Ron Wright died Sunday, about 2 weeks after contracting COVID-19. The first sitting member of Congress to die of the virus, Wright had been undergoing treatment for cancer for years. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Facing censure from her home state of Wyoming, Republican Representative Liz Cheney addresses the issue. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
The Wyoming Republican Party has voted to censure Representative Cheney and called for her resignation. The third highest ranking member of House Republican leadership tells Fox News Sunday she is not going to resign.
Our most important duty is to the Constitution. And as I've explained and will continue to explain, the oath that I took to the Constitution compelled me to vote for impeachment, and it doesn't bend to partisanship. It doesn't bend to political pressure.
She also said there are some false assumptions making the rounds.
People in the party are mistaken. They believe that BLM and Antifa were behind what happened here at the Capitol. That's just simply not the case. It's not true.
Cheney says there's a lot of work to do to regain trust in the party because
people have been lied to.
From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
A left-wing activist who openly documented and discussed destroying the Capitol building in the Trump rally at the Capitol is now facing criminal charges. 26-year-old John Sullivan recorded himself entering through a Capitol window that had been broken out by rioters before roaming the halls of Congress during the January 6th upheaval. Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is quarantining for the next 14 days after a member of his security detail tested positive for COVID-19. According to a press statement, the agent had been in close contact with Buttigieg, including the morning prior to the agent's positive result. USA Radio News.